A Toronto company wants to build a solar park in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality. A1 Renewables President Aaron Rodenberg tells Coast Radio the 1.7 megawatt project will contain more than 4,400 panels and it should be operational by the summer of 2027. Rodenberg says it will provide power for more than 220 homes. He says the technology is good for the environment and good for the pocketbook.
Nova Scotia is so dependent on coal. And this is the fastest, easiest way to remove the Nova Scotia's grid from using coal. So it's a cleaner way to produce power is the most important one. The second one is that, if you sign up for the program, you're going to save 2 cents, you're going to credit on your utility bill at 2 cents per kilowatt. So that's about a 10 to 15% savings on your current bill.
Rodenberg explains how the technology works.
Yeah, well, the solar panel, I mean, the simplest way to do it that everyone would understand is the solar panels convert sunlight into electricity using the photovoltaic cells. Okay, the electricity will, when it comes into the photovoltaic cells, the electricity moves through the inverters, which turns it into a grid-compatible power supply. And then it flows from the transformer into the local distribution grid, and then the local homes and the businesses consume the power. That's really the easiest way to explain it. And Nova Scotia Power has issued PPAs that community solar projects that give this power will be utilizing this power for 25 years. So it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for everybody.
He says they haven't started clear cutting or building yet, but some prep work has been done.
No work on the actual site itself from clear cutting. You know, surveys have been done. And the site's been going through interconnection studies and everything's being worked through with Nova Scotia Power just to make sure everything's properly buttoned up. And then we'll start doing some studies in the fall when the weather improves.
When completed, it'll be the second solar park in the CBRM. There's currently one located nearby in the community of Pine Tree Park Estates. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.